This afternoon I can reveal some news about the mysterious Stockos, the father and son fugitive who've been wanted by police for years in several states. As you know, they have been arrested today, but I can report to you this afternoon that police have found a body believed to be linked to Gino and Mark Stocko, the fugitive father and son. Now, the man who owns the Dunedoo property where the Stockos have been arrested, he's been missing since early October, presumed dead. Police say there's evidence of foul play at the property, and they believe the man met with a violent death. My information is the man's body has not been found at the property where the Stockos have been arrested, but it's been found elsewhere, and I believe that New South Wales Police will confirm as much this afternoon. Heavily armed tactical police surrounded the pair, forcing them to surrender. Up on 2GB.com, right now, you can see the moment the Stockos were arrested. The moment New South Wales Police brought their 8 years on the run to an end. And that photograph is up on 2GB.com right now. Let's go to Renee Henry, Nine News reporter who's at Dubbo Police Station. Hello, Renee.
Hello.
What a day.
Amazing. You know, this is 8 years in the making. We know that Gino and Mark Stocko were arrested, as you say, at a farm at Along. It's about 50 kilometres northeast of Dubbo. Our understanding is that they surrendered with their arms up to heavily armed police who had swarmed the property following intel and information that they'd gathered. Thankfully, no shots were fired. No one was injured during that actual arrest, which is, come as a relief to police. There were predictions that, you know, this 8-year manhunt could end in bloodshed. We understand they've been transported to Dubbo, where they'll obviously be charged with a series of offences, some very serious offences as well. We've not long ago just flown over the farm that you mentioned where they were arrested. It seems like most of the action is over. As far as settings go for this, it seems quite plain, quite simple. It's a farmhouse. There are a couple of sheds. There's about four or five police cars and vans still there, about 10 police officers and detectives still there, obviously continuing their investigations while the duo is transported to Dubbo Police Station. My understanding is that they've worked on this farm in the past. It's about 500 kilometres from Wagga Wagga, where police had been concentrating their search efforts. But after that last sighting at a servo at Gundagai, South Gundagai Saturday night, police did predict that they would be moving north, and indeed that has proven true, and they've swarmed on them this afternoon.
I'm just having a look at that moment, and I've posted the picture up on 2GB.com. They've got them over on their backs with those plastic cable ties around behind their back. Now, I mentioned at the top of my introduction my information, and I believe that this will be verified this afternoon, that a body has been found, not at that property, but elsewhere, and that would go to the heart of this mystery surrounding the man who owns the property. Now, Renee, he's been missing, presumed dead, since early October.
Yeah, look, it's worrying stuff, and as you say, these guys are known for being mysterious. Hopefully today police are getting the answers they need and they're piecing it all together, getting their ducks in a row so that they can, charge these men with everything they've been wanting to charge them with for 8 years, including what could be what sounds like murder.
All right, well, we're standing by to hear from Acting Assistant Commissioner Clint Feeney, as you are as well, at Dubbo Police Station. We'll let you get back to it, Renee. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Renee Henry giving us an update from Dubbo Police Station, and as soon as we hear more, we'll let you know.